First section of the text today is the third principle, or the third level of the religion, which is Ihsan. And so in the text of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, it says the level of Ihsan, or doing things well and perfectly. Ihsan is one pillar, which means to worship, to worship Allah as if you see Him. But even if you don't see Him, then indeed He sees you.
والدليل قوله تعالى إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون وقوله تعالى وتوكل على العزيز الرحيم الذي يراك حين تقوم وتقلبك في الساجدين إنه هو السميع العليم وقوله تعالى وما تكون في شأن وما تتلو منه من قرآن ولا تعملون من عمل إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيدون فيه ثم يأتي الحديث جبريل.
And the evidence for that is the ayah. Verily, Allah is with those who have taqwa, and taqwa is staying away from what Allah has prohibited and sticking to His commands, and those who have ihsan, those who do good. And He's saying in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, and put your trust in the Almighty, the Most Merciful, who sees you when you stand up for prayer at night, and who sees your movements among those who prostrate themselves to Him. Verily, He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower. And likewise, He's saying, there is no deed that you do, you, O Muhammad, do, nor any portion of the Quran that you recite, nor any deed that you humans do, except that we are witnesses to it whilst you are.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah, amma ba'd. Al-Ihsan min al-ibadat al-qalbiyya allati la yajuzu sarfuha illa li rabbi al-bariyya.
The Sheikh mentioned that Ihsan is one of the worships that is the heart does, and it's not permissible to direct it to anyone other than Allah.
إذا كان ذلك كذلك فما دليل ذلك قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإحسان أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فهذا تضمن طلب ومجاهدة واستحضار للنفس واستحضار للمعنى.
It wasn't too easy to catch the beginning of that segment, but the Sheikh mentioned the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Ihsan is that you worship Allah as if you see Him, and that this requires hard work and striving and being mindful, and these are all acts of worship.
أراد العلو إلى هذه المرتبة وهي أعلى مراتب الإيمان فإنه يأتي الإحسان ثم الإيمان ثم الإسلام في دوائر فليس كل مسلم محسن ولكن كل مؤمن مسلم وليس كل مؤمن محسن ولكن كل مؤمن مسلم وكل محسن مؤمن مسلم فهذه الدائرة التي إذا تحقق معها لا شك يكون قد تحقق معها الإيمان والإسلام فهي مرتبة وليست شرطا من شروط صحة الإسلام الإحسان ولكنها مرتبة قلبية تأتي بمعونات تعبدية من تلك العبادات.
Isn't so clear, but the Sheikh mentioned that Ihsan is a level, of the heart, and that not every Muslim not every person that has reached a level of Islam has reached a level of being of iman, being a believer. So not every Muslim is a mu'min. Likewise, not every mu'min is a muhsin. So not everyone that reaches the level of iman has reached a level of ihsan. But the one that has reached the level of ihsan, then he is no doubt a Muslim and a mu'min. The one who's reached that highest level, then he has also achieved the lower two levels of iman and ihsan. And it's a level in the heart which is supported by forms of worship. Like the type, the form of worship, which is modesty. So this worship of modesty from Allah, if the person understands that or worships Allah as if Allah sees him, then he will have true modesty to Allah. So the Shaykh mentioned that the hadith of Mas'ud saying that one should have modesty to Allah by and he mentioned some of the texts of the hadith, and then mentioned the hadith in full, that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said be shy or have modesty to before Allah as he deserves to have modesty to him. So the companions, they said, We do have modesty towards Allah, alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, that isn't it. Rather, whoever wants to be to give Allah as much modesty as he is due, then he should protect his head and that which it comprises of, i.e. his mind and his mouth and his ears, protect his stomach and that which it joined to it, protect the private parts and those things under the meaning of stomach, and that he should remember death and that which comes after it, and whoever desires the hereafter should abandon the beauties of this world, and whoever fulfills that, then he's been he's had modesty to Allah as much as
هذه يصح أن نقول من ثمرات من ثمرات تحقيق الإحسان أن يأتي بالحياء من الله على أكمل صوره ومن عبادات على أكمل صورها.
So from the fruits of this ihsan is that the person will have true modesty or complete modesty to Allah, and his ibadah will be complete as well.
لكن المعينات على الإحسان عبادة طلب العلم، القراءة في صفات الله وأسمائه، نعم، وأيام وما حصل الذين كفروا من عذاب لمن كذب الرسل، وقراءة القرآن بتدبر وتمعن و
And one actualizes his ihsan by seeking knowledge, pondering on the names and attributes of Allah, and how Allah dealt with those that disbelieved in him and those that denied the messengers, and also pondering on reading the Quran and pondering on its meanings, and other than that, to actualize true ihsan. So in purifying the self is what will attain that level of ihsan. And ihsan is one pillar, and that is that its pillar is that you worship Allah as if you see him. And that is the highest level. The highest level of ihsan, worshipping Allah as if you actually see him. So if he's unable to do that, he goes to the next level. For example, when he's praying, the top level is that when he's praying, he's considering that Allah sees that he worships Allah as if he sees him, completing his khushu' and perfecting his prayer as if he sees Allah. If he's unable to do that, then he goes to the next level, as Ibn Rajab mentioned, and that is that he worships Allah, being sure that Allah is the one that sees him, sees the servant. So this being two levels is all contained within the one pillar, and that's that you worship Allah as if you see him. And if you don't do that, then you know that Allah sees you. So he worships Allah because of knowing that Allah sees him. And we don't say that the one who doesn't do this is a kafir, because it's a level, and it's a higher level. So ihsan is a high level, is one of the highest levels, and one of the ways to reach it is to, as has been preceded, ponder on the meanings of the names and attributes of Allah. And it was a little bit unclear, but I believe the Sheikh mentioned, taking for example the book of Ibn Qayyim and its explanation.
من كون الله سبحانه وتعالى عليم.
And the Sheikh Shinqiti, he said, there's no admonition greater than knowing that Allah is Alima, is all knowing. So the slave, he knows that Allah is. There was one actually you mentioned which I didn't catch at the start, but then he mentions that he's the all seer, so he sees everything that the servant does, and he's the all hearer. He hears everything that the servant says and his sittings and what he's saying. Not only that, but knows whether that which is said was done upon ikhlas, sincerity, or was done for showing off. So by considering the names of Allah, one will reach that level of ihsan, that he worships Allah as if he sees him. And this is a level which many of the Muslims don't reach. They worship Allah without being mindful of this, that Allah sees them. Allah says, Ahsinu, have ihsan, do good. Allah loves those who are muhsinin, those who are good doers. Summary, the sins, they will prevent a person from ever from reaching this level of iman, of ihsan, and from the sins, those sins that are innovations as well. Innovation is a sin, and then from them are those things that are greater than that, which are the shirk, acts of polytheism, which of course will affect the iman to the point. Point that a person will never, will not, not, it's not possible that a person reaches a level of ihsan by having doing those things. So, as mentioned before, he doesn't reach that level of worshipping Allah as if he sees him, then he goes to the next level of worshipping Allah as Allah sees him, sees the servant. How about this one, who, the sinner, and the one that corrupts his iman with innovation?
One of the things that ثم تدبر القرآن وقراءته، ومن ذلك الصيام والقيام، وإذا العبد يتقرب للنوافل حتى أحبه. إذا حرمت ست سنوات من يسمع به وصوت به وصوت به، فهذا حينئذ كان قربات التسامح فيها يرقي العبد الإيمان.
Also, what makes one reach a level of ihsan is reading the Quran, considering its meanings, and fasting, and doing the other acts of supererogatory worship, as comes in the hadith that when the one increases in nawafil in the supererogatory worship, I become his hearing that he hears with, and his seeing or his sight that he sees with. So increasing in this. Optional acts of worship will raise one to this level of ihsan. Someone should increase in optional supererogatory deeds, as well as staying away from sins and preventing the limbs from doing those things which are not permissible, preventing one from looking, stopping to look at things that are not permissible, not sitting with people who will engage in evil things. All these will help the one reach this level of ihsan. And the people that reach this level are very few. And some, if you were to ask someone in the masjid, when was the last time you prayed in a way that in a perfect way, as if you're seeing Allah, most people respond, "I can't remember when the last time I did that." So this shows how few the people who reach this level are.
كانكم تقرون الله من جهة اليقين والنظر القلبي، نعم، فإن ضعفتم فلا أقل أن تعودوا كأنه يراكم في حين محصل ذلك ثلاثة أن تحسنوا عبادتكم فتتبعوا فيها الذين لكم تستحون عن أمر الله أن تعملوها على وجه من الكسب بحيث تخالفون السنن فيها كالصلاة تستحون تخالفون واجباتهم المعونة
And if not, then know that Allah sees you. And then the Shaykh mentioned about modesty, and so you, after mentioning praying as if you are being seen by Allah, and then modesty that keeps you from talking to a non-related member of the opposite sex, except for what is required. One should not get into free mixing, for example. So Allah is aware of all of that and knows everything that you do. So He's the one that sees you, and the one who sees your movements when you prostrate and is a witness upon everything, as Allah says in the Quran, informs us of that in the Quran.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So as Allah says in the Quran, He's the one that sees you. Whenever you stand in prayer and your movements when you're making sujood. So Allah sees us, and it's important to keep this in mind in every act of worship. And the Sheikh said especially when we are seeking knowledge. Keeping this in mind, that Allah sees us, so one should say, well, should ask himself, and does Allah see me? Yes. Does Allah know what's in my heart? Yes. Does Allah hear me? Yes. And he gave the example, and then should move from that to wanting to worship Allah as if he sees Allah. He gave the example of a man. Who is smoking, for example, you wouldn't find that he would smoke in front of a pious member of his family. He'd be embarrassed to do so. So one should have more modesty before Allah. Allah sees him. So one should be embarrassed to sin in front of Allah, knowing that Allah sees him and everything he does. Mind in all their acts of worship, and they make their worship only for Allah alone, and then that will be when we'll reach the level of ihsan. And the Sheikh said that in the next lesson we will take from the signs of the hour, that the signs of the hour are divided into two types: the major signs of the hour, the minor signs of the hour, and some examples are given of that, and what is the difference between them. And that's the next part of the text. And so here ended the lesson of this week. My apologies and for any shortcomings in the translation, largely due to the recording being really unclear for me. Might be a problem with myself being able to understand the recording, but the recording was exceptionally unclear for me this week. Some of the points that were translated were pretty much summarizing. Of course, I was careful to not translate anything that I was not 100% sure about. We don't want to convey or guess wrong information or wrong knowledge. So when I was sure of what the Sheikh said, I translated it. When I was unsure, then I left it off, like I say, so as not to give anything inaccurate. So apologies for that. I will speak to the brother who makes the call with the Sheikh in order to try and work out a solution for improving the call quality. But in the meantime, this is what we have. Jazakumullah khairah, barakallahu fikum, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam.